Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 3 of 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to His great mercy, has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now, for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold, which perishes though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And though you do not see Him now, but believe in Him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls.
Have you ever wondered why God lets bad things happen to you or your loved ones? Hardships and suffering are a consequence of sin and the fallen condition of the world. But why is He allowing distress in your life? Though trials are painful, understanding the Lord's purpose can bring joy and hope to those of us who are believers. When a person is saved, he or she begins a lifelong process of becoming holy, and few things build character like sorrow. Unfortunately, our spiritual growth may be slow during pleasant times, but pain brings us to our knees in dependence upon God as we seek His help, strength, comfort, and grace. Another reason the Heavenly Father allows trials is to test and refine our faith. When we go through the fire of affliction and remain true to the Lord, we'll come out more sure of our salvation. Not only that, but we will have greater trust in God's character and dealings with us. Then, when the next difficulty arises, we'll remember His faithfulness during the previous trial and be able to rest confidently in Him. If we submit to the Lord, He'll use our hardships to mature us, and that's reason to rejoice.